Gutvach, everybody. We're holding here in Perek Chaf, where he's still going on the Chazal about different mitzvahs being given to different avos, and the b'chal, the union of mitzvahs by avos. So before he asked why Mila was given to Avram, umachinil b'tshuva shayla shnia, ki chiluk et madregas ha'bein zeh. So ki Avram hoy mekayim kol ha'Torah kula al pidas chachamim, ashein lozus mikavlosan chachmasam. Avram Avinu, it says, was mekayim kol ha'Torah kula. And the moral will point out in many places here that even if other avos were mekayim, but it's not called al shmam. It's not the pshat that that Chazal described that as being an inherent characteristic. It's in one Chazal, it's Miyuchot Avram. Why? So he says, V'zeh, ki mailos Avram dofke b'chochmal yoyna. Avram's maila allowed him to be dovek in chochma. L'kachoy Avram b'frat miyuchot al teirush v'asecha alyon kashi yedua. So because Avram was shayach to chochma more than anyone, therefore, he was davening sechel elyon and he was shaykh to Torah. Ki ben gimel shanim hik Avram is boiri. Omarish Avram yuchad bezev loikis v'yakriv. Raki kibul mavram. Lekache Avram gamkim kaim ashenois na sechel elyon azeh. Lekache Avram yuchad v'kaim is kol Torah. So he says like this. Chazal point out that Avram Avinu was miyuchad in terms of his havana. He wrote that it says that so that means Avram be'etzim was shayach to mekor of chachma. He was the one who opened up chachma in the world. Yitzchak Yaakov got from him, so that means that's already a darga less or lower in terms of being the atzmis of chachma, and therefore Avram Avinu was shayach to kol ha'Torah kula. whenever you're the mucker, so you're shaykh to everything. As soon as it moves downwards, it starts coming down, and lav dafki is shaykh to everything. So the shayrish is shaykh to the entire tree, the halakim of the tree, each one yesh bezeh mashem bezeh. But whatever is shaykh to the shayrish is shaykh to everything. So Avram Avinu chachma went through Avram Avinu. So we mainly shaykh to everything, and everybody else was shaykh to different things. That's one teretz that he gives. Why the lashon Avram was mekayim kol ha'Torah kula applies more specifically to Avram. Ve'oy yesh chol lav mechachma ki midas Avram midas ha'Tera. There's another aspect to it, not what Tera is, as much as what's the point of Tera. I want to explain this a minute. Let's say you have two people arguing about how to build a car that will go quicker. This one holds that it should, the best design for the car is this way, and this one says that the best design for the car is this way. So in that mahalach, there's going to be a right and a wrong. Someone is going to build the car in such a ifin, someone's going to build the car in such a ifin, and one of the two is going to go quicker. So there you have a machloikis where you have the same nekudas atachlis, and you have an argument in terms of it's in terms of how to go about it, the hechatimtza, how to get to that point. Imagine Reuven is designing a car that's more comfortable, and Shimon is designing a car that's quicker. So they certainly are going to look different, but not because the machlokes is how, the machlokes is what. What are you trying to design? I once spoke to somebody who fought in the Yom Kippur War in Eretz Yisrael, and I think they captured Russian tanks, and he said the difference between a Russian tank and an American tank is, what do you start with? The American tank starts with the person and builds around the person. The Russian tank starts with the tank and makes the person fit the tank. So the shayla is which is which. Torah is chachma. Chachma is a chetimtza. Now the question is, what is Torah trying to accomplish? What's the point of that chachma? And the answer is toiv, chesed. What is the best for man? What is the way in which man attains and achieves what's best for him? That's why it's called Torah's chesed. So anyone as a midas chesed is shayach to Torah, because since all of Torah, the point of Torah, is to be meitiv, to be toiv, so therefore a person who shayach that midah is shayach to the entirety. All of Torah together is b'chad achid noyam. All of Torah together is chelos chesed seif chesed, and that's what it adds up to. Then he brings Yerushalmi. By the way, this is one of the reasons why when people argue between socialism and capitalism, you have to ask yourself, what are you arguing about? What is a more efficient way to run society, or what is a more just way to run society? You know, is the question which will produce more goods at a cheaper price, or which will more people benefit from? It's not a machlok. You know, you have to ask people: are you being cholik in how or what? And if machlokus is what, then machlokus is philosophical. Machlokus is how. It's economic, scientific, however you want to call it. Alkupanim teres chesed means it is a chetimtza for toiv in the world. Eish levana charusa ve'eish chayra. This is a very, very famous Yerushalmi. Torah is given eish levana and eish chayra. Obviously, it means it's telling you something. Obviously, it's not talking about fires. It's piyoseh ke'eish dabeshe negashmi ke'ein ba'eish guf gashmi ulefika kol dabeshe negashmi ke'eish. So the first thing is. This description of Torah being Eish Bechlau is not gashmiistic. It's ruchnius. V'zrotza loyma, ke'ein mitzvah ha-Torah noise shalo inyan gashmi. It's not dealing with a gashmiistic topic. Kashiyod b'chazor shava, sh'ha-Torah kol inyona seida v'nimus kim odam ha-gashmi l'vad. So the first thing he says is, when we say that the Torah is Gashmi, what it means is that the Torah itself is a description of the physical life as we have it. What is the best way to live it? And the answer is no, it's not that. That's why it's called Eish. It's deals on a ruchnistic level, and with the ruchnistic level of the world. In other words, when we're asking ourselves, what is the Torah written on? In other words, when it says it's written white, eish levon al gabe eish chayra, what does it mean? It means not only is Torah itself ruchnistic, but the platform that it's on is ruchnis. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the Torah teaching? It's not instructions. For instance, a philosopher may describe, these are the rules and this is the way of life that promotes the best life as we know it. So even though these principles of how to live the life may not be physical, we're not talking about eating certain foods, we're talking about acting in a certain way, but tachlis, it's the platform, the topic is gashmias. It's not. Eish chayra means the parchment it's written on, the topic it's discussing is not a physical life, but a ruchnistika life. So the toiv that we're talking about, the toiv we're talking about is the toiv that is not a physical toiv. So for person, so for instance, let's take something that competes, kaviyachol, Eastern religions type of thing, are attempting to teach a person what a good life is. So when we teach a person very balanced midos, not wanting to be selfish, not wanting to acquire things and so on, so they sound beautiful, they sound very Torah-like, but basically I'm teaching you on how to avoid a headache, how to avoid a stomachache, how to avoid stress. So it boils down to what's physical tov. If you want to live a long life, stress-free, upbeat, which is definitely a very pleasant sensation, here is what you need to do. That's a tov that comes round to the physical world. The topic, the tov the Torah is talking about, is a different world of tov. It's in the person, but it's not the person that greets us when we look at it first head on. We'll finish this, we'll explain it. So he says over here that there's going to be a two inyanim of Torah, the Eish Shachar and Eish Lavan. One, he says, talks about the platform of Chesed, of Toiv. And one speaks about Devarim Mevurim V'Nikarim, which he calls Emes. he'll talk later about it, but just sort of give a basic description of it. He speaks about Emes. He says Devarim Mevurim V'Nikarim. It means that they come across to us as things that have a metzias. Let's take an example. Imagine somebody is a very rational person, and he has some sort of pain or something else, medicine not helping, and he goes to some sort of alternative medicine of some sort, and it helps. So this person gives him homeopathy, this person acupuncture, whatever he does. So the person says, it helps, it feels good. It doesn't make any sense. I can't logically process it in any way. It has no shaykhis, so it helps. I don't ask questions. But to say that the seichel has any type of, that it falls into a world, into a framework, of sichlius, so that I can use the word emes on it, it doesn't. It's like the Gemara says, halacha kavase v'loy mitaimei. I know it helps, it works, but the way you're describing it, it doesn't, you know, thinking about it again and again, it has no mahalach in the world of emes. So Torah has in itself both halakim. It's something that is the toy for the person, and yet it is mahalche emes. Torah itself, it plugs in logically minei ubei. When a person learns a sugya, there's a very clear logical pattern that at the end he says, you know, I was omer on the emes, because it was given with both midas. The underlying fabric of Torah, the big picture of Torah is toiv. The detail of Torah is emes. So it's both Torah's chesed and Torah's emes are both correct appellation of Torah, because Torah is eish levana gabe shchira, and therefore the eish levana of it, the big picture of it is all chesed. The detail of it is all emes. let's give one more marshal for this, which will be very helpful. Torah is full of dinim, and Torah is chesed. The nature of din, midas ha-din, is boundaries. The nature of chachma is boundaries. In other words, when I tell somebody how to make a cholent, and I say, put in some potatoes, put in a little bit of beans, put in some this, put in some that, when the person asks me for exact measurements, I tell them a little bit of emes doesn't make much of a difference. At the end of the day, whatever, if you taste a little more, a little less. When I'm doing a chemical experiment, no chemical experiment reads, pour in a general helping of sulfuric acid. It doesn't work like that. It's exactly down to the millimeter, because that's what it's about. So midas ha-chesed does not within itself contain exactitude, measurement, and b'meila rational process and specific things don't have any, they don't have a makom in that. And the reverse in din. Torah is that eish chayra gavish levana, meaning the general framework is toiv, and the specific details are all, so a person can approach Torah from one or the other. Now he goes back. So Torah was specific to Avram. It's at the teichon of Torah. Torah is emes. Torah is chesed. Torah is what a person wants, and it's the good for the person. Avol Yaakov, afkir midas emes, ugerchsiv titnem zi Yaakov chesed Avram, halo yevshel od mashu adam liyosdom adrega zois, ki emes chesed mashakash baruch hu. Ve'ein amidas zois midas emes ba oylem hazeh, sh oylem hasheker. Ve'lekach mitzad midas emes ein roi oylem hazeh la teira, shehi emes. Rak Avram, she midas hachesed v'roi la oylem hazeh daf, v'lekach Avram mitzad amidas zois roi liyosdobik v'teir legamri, kakir Avram kater kul. I want to talk about this a second. The midah of chesed is shayach to us. A person reaches out and he's kind to somebody, he's a bal chesed. Is he as a big bal chesed? Of course not. But it's a question of how much. We are a little bit, Rishon is bli gvul. But tachlis, a little chesed is a chesed. Emes, the Welt says, a partial truth is a total sheker. You know, a miktsas emes is a sheker gomer. Truth means, by definition, 100%. Perfection. Anything less than perfection is not true. So to say that a person is midas ha-emes, you can say his mida that he works on, that he shayef on, that motivates him, you can just... But you can't call his mida of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that sense. Chesed, one chesed is already a partial, a chelek of it. I once had an argument. I had one of my brother's brother-in-laws were learning in Brisk, and they were, you know, they were younger kids, and they were kind of very hepped up. And one of them was arguing with me, about Bala Musa, and that they're full of it, and there's chesed, this and that, and you know, it's not true, it's, you know, just the put on, you know, the chulam chulam, and he obviously in brisk is the muda emes, and so on and so forth. That was an ongoing Shabbos conversation. So I told him, there are two amudim in the world, there's chesed and there's emes. Both of them are equal. You know, the Bala Musa took the amuda chesed, the briskov took the amuda emes, and elevel, there's no, it's not elevel, both of them are needed, both of them are absolute pillars. So there's one afkimina. If you do a chesed, shaloy lishma, you still did a chesed. Better kavana, worse kavana, and so on. If you are nasty to people, not because you're the 100% emes briskov was, but because you have a little bit shaloy lishma of being nasty, then there's zero value to it. So I said, so the big difference is, if you feel you're the brisker of number two, then kol hakavod, then criticize to your heart's content. But if there's a drop shaloy lishma by you, then you're just a rasha. There's no, you're not emes. Emes doesn't broker at any part. So it's not, it's a little bit of a dangerous mahalach. So al kapanim, so he says, Avraham Avinu could be called midas achesed, totally. Yaakov is midas emes, but not with the totality. So in Avram's mido, all of Torah could be given, because in the facet of Torah as being chesed, kol haTorah kula kiyem, mitzad the midas haChesed sheboy, mitzad the tachlis sheboy. Yaakov, the tzushtel of kol haTorah kiyem, is not, it's shayach to him so much. Avol, the medrash amruz b'schus Yaakov satar Yisroel k'mashan u'chibugos Hashem, Sein acha ve'en laharech b'zeh. And he speaks about why the schus of Avram omnam why the spoil b'samah. So that's different. Something about Yaakov's mida and so on. Lemaisa, again, he says this parak constantly, and he says in other places. Everybody was mekayim. You know, all the others were mekayim kol haTorah. The question is, where did Chazal make a note of it? Avram's kiyum of kol haTorah kula is much more identical to our kiyum of kol haTorah kula, much more shayach to our kiyum than is Yaakov's. Okay. Basically, so that's Avram, and that's why kol haTorah kula is specific to Avram, and Mili spoke about before. Basically, Yitzhak nema b'mitzvah ashchita, jema sona kelecha. V'yadua ka'ashchitu noita al midas adin. Shchita is something that's shayach to midas adin, killing and so on. There's a in the Lashon, the Sfarim, the Chassidish Sfarim, Kabbalah Sfarim, is Shechita is a Maisa Biru, and therefore it's Shaykh to Midas Adin. Kachay Midas Yitzchak Mekayim Mitzvah Zois, Moshay Midas Avram Chol HaTorah. Kachay Midas Yitzchak Mitzvah Shechita. So the Mitzvah Shechita is Petik. So even though Avram was Mekayim Shechita and Yaakov was Mekayim Shechita, but if you want to ask ourselves who's the paradigm of it, it's shayach to Yitzchak. Umidas Yaakov, umidas Hashabbos, ki Hashabbos hu royal midosay. Shnema im toshev mishabbos raglecha v'yom Hashabbos v'korosa l'Shabbos oineg v'achaltichon asyak v'avicha. V'omim chazal kol manig Hashabbos leisem nachlo b'li mitzorim shnema achaltichon asyak v'avicha v'loy kavrom shnem boi kumis halach v'oros ha'orko Olerachba, Oloik Yitzchak Shem by Kolchozach Hatin's Kolas Eil, Olkiyak Shem Pratzu Yomer Kedmo. Areika Shabbos Remidus Yaakov Yicha, Lakach Mishemane Goyse Noisem Lachnas Yaakov. Adovu Mevuah Chacham Mashom Lufleze Vekolas Shabbos Oynei Kleshem Mechubit. Vaktush Shifat Yaakov Shaktish Kles Yaakov Izer Kamekoyim. Slot Lakach Kolachot Kiyam Mitzvah Svarifim Dasi. Let's describe a little bit. He's not. He said he's not going into the Yaakov, but basically Yaakov's Mida, as the final of, is shayach to the musig of nachla. He's somebody that is, he is something that is a, it's sort of the destination where everything comes to an end. It's not the process, but it's a safe pasik. That's shayach to Yaakov, it's shayach to Shabbos. It's something that is a, that's something that's miyuchat to him as the safe pasuk. The the Nachubli Mitzarim, Oineg, all of these inyanim are inyanim that have no gvulas, because as long as something's in the process, then everything has gvulas. Go here, go there, go. The final place, a person, the destination that we're meant to come to. So on the road in Olam Hazeh, each step is measured, and the Lasid Lavo, it's Belik Vul. So the Belik Vul is Shayach Tafka Yaakov, and Shabbos being a Me'ein of that, is Shayach to Yaakov Aminu Staf. That is the general point that it's making over here. The concept of Oynig is also, Oynig is the Tachlis of the Bria, and therefore it's something that is it's something that is a shayach to the pnimis. In other words, I do pu'ulos in order to be misanik. So oynig is always the end of something. I eat something, and the tam of it is what's ma'anig me. Akapanim, that's Yaakov, that's his midah, shayach to Shabbos, and so on. Poloisha time is lekim Yitzchak rak mitzvah shchit v'yakim mitzvah Shabbos. Shazeinoy, the valem mekayim gam mitzvah Shabbos is gam. That's the point I was explaining before. The gerak mekne keila mitzvahs ve'uyim kol echad ve'echad zan atzmoi v'ayim tzad midosam. Nechshevas ha-mitzvah keilu ha-yim mitzuvin aleho v'asha yisigol. Shekashu mitzuvim na-shem yisbarach tov z'a yisim madrega. Shrei mitzvah shem yisbarach shuroi tzivachov she'asa mitzvah. So, this is what he's saying is that these mitzvahs, because they're particularly shaykh to a person, it's almost as if it's mitzvah. The dovers ain't sofik ha mitzvah yisim adrega shivus kashem chuyeva v'kashem vishus ein achshavas poka ze amar gadol mitzvah v'yisim yishem mitzvah yisa v'ein pirushu rak ma shamar kadovu shuchov u'muchach v'yisim adrega mashu vishus shem lo yisim adrega v'hoi mechuyev. So he says over here a very interesting line of reasoning. He says, first of all, the things that are mechuyev are on a higher madrega than things that are not mechuyev, because anything that's mechuyev means that's you're being mekayim it, because that's be'etzim who you are. When I say you have to do this, that means that you're be'etzim. So Marshall, let's say I have a bacher, an older bacher, and I tell him, you have to learn night seder. You have to learn till 12 o'clock at night, whatever. When I say you have to, it means that's be'etzim who you are. When somebody does it voluntary, so he did something beyond himself. This is like more than himself. But it's so that means that the person in doing it is doing something more than himself. But it's not a description of self. Anything that a person is mitzvah is a description of self, as opposed to something which a person is not mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mitzavos things that we have to do. So just like a doctor will tell you what you have to eat, And someone else will tell you what's delicious to eat. But what you have to eat means that the etzim is what makes you, what builds you, what keeps you going, versus what's nice to eat is could be yes, could be not. So mitzad, the atzmis of the person, the mitzvah is a higher dag. A person's mitzvah k'shefer means he's a person who's shayach to shefer be etzim. The Mele, he says, those midas in which the others were shaykh to those mitzvahs that the obviously shaykh mitzvah, the midas are like mitzvah. In other words, they're like mitzvah because that's them. So when I tell somebody, you know, I expected you to act differently, and the person says, you didn't tell me to do this, that conversation means as follows: I expected this to be you. In other words, a tzivui and a metzias atzmi is a person, he says, is synonymous. And therefore, they were, in these mitzvahs that were shayach to their core, it had the same inyan as something which is atzmius. So he says, as mitzvah. While kol pa'in yishas marashav t'chuyevas akar v'chiyav, yakav v'kayim shabash v'achol v'chiyadosoy, Okay, we'll hold it here. This is, he speaks about essays, and then he's going to continue about different chazals with los essays. Any questions, any points, any...
I find it interesting that...
No, go ahead.
I find
go
it
ahead,
interesting that, that the Maral explained that Avram had chesed in a real way, but Yaakov did not have emes in a real way. But if you look in the Torah, you're not going to really find that distinction. The Pasuk says, "Tikin emes Yaakov chesed Avram," as if it's pretty similar.
Right. So he's making a hanocha that if it says, I mean, from the Chazal itself, it says Chosomesh HaKashbohu Emes means that it's impossible to duplicate it. When somebody signs on something, the most outstanding feature of a signature is that it's not given to forgery. So it can't be that anyone would be shayach to me this Emes the way Ribbono Shel Olam is. It's a midah that we try very hard to be shayach to lefi akenon and mitzad avoda and mitzad avoda Hashem. Yes, that's what we're doing, but that we should be madbik a title of emes to somebody. That's something that's not shayach. That's what he's saying. Yes, Rifal.
In the midas of in Ma'af Ata, all the midas are Rachmanis. Is that because of the Nakuda that the Rashi was saying that we can't really be shayach to Gura?
To Emes.
Emes, things that are Chatur.
Correct. The Velt says, why doesn't it say, you know, Makar Shpoch, Noikim, Fatu Noikim, Makar Shpoch, Kanaf, Ata Kano, says Kale Kano. So the Balamusa say they don't trust a person with that midah. But the Pshat is, In Lamaisa, the Rambam says that the Midas HaEmes is, it's a different axis. All of these Midos are in a person. Midas HaEmes is the balancing of the Mida to the appropriate measure. You know, and the Rambam came up before he says, Zio Derech HaYishar, it's Derech HaShem. It's how one balances those Midos so that they come in proper measure is the kim of matav rahu afato, and that in a sense is midas emes. Midas emes comes across to us in how our Kaddish Baruch Hu interacts, how he mixes, rachme, how much rachme he gives, and so on and so forth. So midas emes is sort of the control panel on everything, and the Rambam specifically says that's what we're supposed to imitate. We're supposed to imitate how much chesed he does and how much cast there is. Like the famous Rambam about each midah, you know, the extremes, and the chkiyum of mahu afata is the correct midah se'emes, the balancing of them.
So another gadol like the Brisker Rav. So what midah is that?
So again, the question is the hadgasha, of identifying with one more over the other. For instance, when a person does things in a more broad way and doesn't cut everything with a knife, that's one type of meter. The Rav Midas Emes was his meter trying to be dovek, and therefore every pu'ula that he did, there was no free, flowing. Everything was measured and weighed and. I asked Moshe Shapiro once if the Biskarov was ever relaxed. Was it ever? He said, Chalamoyed, it was easier. But he said he never ever let the reins out of his hand. There never was a sense that he wasn't, on top of himself, constantly weighing and measuring. And that's the meter we have from the Rav.
Is the Maral saying that to understand the Torah is good for society is a possible Malach, or it's just not the starting point? It's not a Malach B'chlam?
It's not the correct Malach. Now, you can it's not that it's not good for society. Let's take a marshal. I remember when we were little kids, they would give medicine. The doctor would give medicine, and he would give us the decision, like, you know, he would prescribe whatever antibiotic, and he would ask us, so do you want banana flavor or cherry flavor? It looked very serious. We should make that decision. Those are the two flavors the guy mixed the stuff with. So if a kid says that this medicine is great, it's the most cherry flavored thing he's ever tasted. He's right. It's not that his statement is not right, but that's taking the beged. It's not taking the atzmius. So if a person says that Torah will fit society as well, and society will function beautifully with Torah, the answer is yes. But if a person says that's what Torah is, then he's looking at the cherry flavored versus the banana flavored. There's no shaykhus to what the atzmius is. So, you know, is that if somebody doesn't believe Torah is best, that's called Loyokim, means to confirm it inside this world. So, Lamashal, if a person says that society would be much better if you had gay marriage, but what can you do? The person is wrong. At the end of the day, Torah might be uncomfortable for people, might be stressful for people. At the end of the day, the mahalach that Torah put into the Bria of Zohar Nekeva is the mahalach that will make society good, even on a physical level, physical, social level. But that's not the reason why. It's a symptom. It's a result of it. Since the ikka of the Bria is for the ruchnius, anything that's healthy for the ruchnius is b'meila going to affect well the gashmius. But it starts with the pnimius and it works way out. So, if a person finds it helpful to be mazbut to somebody mitzad the chitzonius, as long as you're leaving open the doorway for more insight and you're not limiting it to that, it's fine. When you limit it to that, then you start having problems.
But is it possible to say that the perfect society is created, creating a perfect society is in the tchum of the derech eretz kadma l'Torah, and it's not part of Torah per se?
And there is a derech eretz kadma l'Torah, which deals with the big things, the things that are, you know, that a person believes, understands that gezla chametz is bad, and tzicha is bad, and so on and so forth. But specifically, Drachar Darche Noyam is a Tetzah of Torah. When the Panemius is okay, then everything else clicks into place. Because that's what the world is. The world is a world created that's very physical, but it's created to realize a Ruchnistic world. So the pieces will click in well if you are confirming, if you're doing what's right.
Well, Marshall, you don't have a say music in a Torah. The Torah wouldn't say what type of music is nice music.
There might have been in Beis Hamikdash there was music, so it means music has some makom, and we have zero shaychus to it. We don't know what it was, how it was. We don't know, but I'm shy that if it wasn't Beis Hamikdash, then now there's a Torah for it and there's a way to express it. It says by Neviim in Navi, it says that they played and it was a good mood. So it is written as being toiv. It is written as something as bringing out toiv in a person. More specifically, does it not? That is correct. So I'm not saying that Torah will explain to you how to do everything, but if Torah says one thing, and a person feels that this has to be done despite the harm that it does to society, there we have a problem. Person says be'etzem, let's say same-sex marriage would be a very, very wonderful thing. But, you know, manase. At the end of the day, it might be pleasant in the short run, but in the big picture, it's not going to go well because then you the Torah is by almost bechreach has to be Jochel Achanam in this world. True, somebody who's a big Baal Taiva, they say this is a problem. But I mean, until recently, I think everybody pretty much was axiomatic that having a being faithful to your husband and so on creates a healthier, much better society and family structure. Today everything is questionable, so there's not to argue about anymore. But tachlis, it's so a person in the short run might be infatuated and crazy and feel that he's being deprived. But lemaisa tachlis, it creates a world that's good.
There has to be that there's a terdic way of expressing art, a terdic way of expressing music.
Right, so it belongs in the world of chulin, and b'meila, you'd have to look hard. You need somebody who understands how to do chulin taras hakodesh. It's a line. You know, it's everything that has more to do with the chol d'cherda ehu chom asel shem shemaim. There has to be a way to express everything terdic. We're far from it. We don't have it really. We don't know it. And you know, sometimes we feel certain things are helpful. Music has gone further in that. Art, we don't have any particular masoros on it. Okay, good. When did they change the clock? This Thursday?
This Thursday, yes.
Okay, so for you, next week it'll be the same, and just for me. Okay, so this Thursday, change the clock. Very good. Okay, good. Good for you.